good day, everybody. Welcome to, a program that we call Give Me Credit. And, of course, we're trying to give you some inside information to help you as you think of the terms of credit. As I was talking to John Mackey, who, by the way, is the president and founder of Master Credit Solutions. He's with us as the host of our program. But, John, I was trying to think of this in the proper terms. And, of course, when we talk about credit and we talk about credit ratings and debt collectors, in the religious terms, we would say, tis a mystery. Well, John, good day to you. How are you doing?
Good, John. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Let's get into our conversation today because
we
have so much to talk about, and I think very pertinent things to talk about today. So, John, let's talk about that mysterious number. It has three digits. In fact, if yours doesn't have three digits and it's lower than three,
you are dead and you are not fogging a mirror.
That's exactly right. You have other issues you need to deal with. But they all seem to be in that three-digit category. It's called a credit score. And we've talked about this before, John. We know of at least three major folks who gather in that credit score.
Right. And we can get into the others later because they really have no relevance to getting a mortgage or getting a loan. But the three bureaus are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion.
Mm-hmm.
And those three-digit wonderful numbers out there are what dictates how much you pay for anything in life, it seems to be, anymore.
Yeah.
Especially for mortgages, for car loans, for credit cards, for insurance purposes, and in many times now, jobs.
You know, it's interesting you bring that point up because it's a conversation we should have for one whole program.
Yes.
And that is just how does your credit score affect your work position? Because as many of you know, or many you may not know, potential employers oftentimes do check your credit score to see if you pay your bills.
A lot of times in the military. When I was in the military, I used to do a lot of background investigations on people, and we would do credit checks on people for security clearances. Mm. Now, back then, they didn't have a scoring system. You were either accepted or you won't,
right?
Or you weren't. But now they've got a scoring system. The reason for it is because what they do is they try to analyze or a snapshot of how creditworthy you are as of this date.
Okay.
In other words, it's a snapshot in time.
So let's think of this as maybe a glass that's empty. And
okay.
Now we are pouring things into it that bring that credit score up and up and up. What's in that glass? What are the components of what brings our credit score?
Boy,
to
there
that
are
point?
About five factors that affect credit scoring.
All right.
But there, for example, it could be the timeliness of your payments.
All right.
It could be the amount of debt you have, specifically with revolving debt and your ratios. It could be how many lates you've had in a certain period of time.
Okay. And when we say lates, I just want to camp on this just for a second.
Sure.
Because how late is late? Is there any fudge factor in this at all before, say, for example, Sears comes back and says that payment was late?
A late payment for Sears is going to be late in a different fashion for a credit report. For a credit report, you must be 1 month and 1 day late.
Oh.
For example, if you have a payment that is due on, let's say, April 1st,
okay,
and you pay it on the 15th of April,
mm-hmm,
you may incur late fees from JCPenney, Sears, whatever,
right,
whatever company you're dealing with. But for a credit scoring purposes on a credit report, it does not affect you. It's got to be paid on that April 1st due date. It has to be paid on May 1st or later.
Okay, let me back into this just so I know that I've got what you're saying. So if I miss a payment.
Correct.
And I'm on a schedule of payments, and I miss that to the point where there's another payment due.
Correct.
That qualifies. No, I'm late on the other payment.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. So there is a little bit of a fudginess involved here. You want to be paying on time because oftentimes people will get after you. Sometimes
right.
Within hours, it seems, of a payment that hasn't come in on the time that they've asked.
Right. Right. I've had credit card companies that will call on, for example, using the example we were using, April 1st, it's due, and on April 3rd, they're calling, wondering where their payment is.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, that's not an issue regarding credit as far as it being late on a credit report.
Okay.
Okay. They're worried that in this economy that you're going to get late beyond that amount of time that that's already on there. So they're going to start harassing you right away.
So this is... No, no. It's a friendly nudge, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If that's their friendly nudge...
It's a sharp elbow. Many times, man, they're driving hard to the basket, you know? Elbows flying, you know, tennies squeaking on the floor. But when again, now, here's that all mysterious number then. So in that, you said there were five elements...
Right, but here's the factor. There, first of all, we have to explain that there are many credit scoring systems out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one for automobiles. There's one for insurance. There's one for home loans. Okay, so let's focus in on, because what I want to do is hone in on the one that matters. So we've got a basis to talk.
Okay.
And that's the FICO scoring system.
Mm.
Now, FICO stands for Fair Isaac Corporation. It was a way to analyze a credit report so that an investor could determine whether or not that person is going to pay that bill.
Okay.
That's what it's based on. So if you have a car, FICO, that is going to be based on more emphasis on your automobile loans.
Right.
And if it is a car loan, or I'm sorry, a home loan, then it's going to be based more heavily on your home loan status. In other words, how you've been making your home payments.
Okay. Talking to John Mackey, he is, of course, the master hand behind Master Credit Solutions. I'm John Engen. You're listening to Give Me Credit. We're talking that all mysterious credit score that you've gone to buy a car and the guy comes back and says your score is not good enough. I'm sorry, we can't help you here. And you say, what do you mean? What do you mean about that? Well, we're going to help unpack that in these next few moments. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
What do you think of Master Credit Solutions?
I got to tell you that what you guys have been doing is really extremely beneficial. You guys have a great service. And man, I can't say enough about how you guys have really stepped up and got my credit in order, because I would not be able to do what I am right now with business. It was critical.
Need help with your credit repair? Give me a call. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions, 612-216-4910.
Hi, my name is Scott. We're just a normal family living in a middle-class home, and then something embarrassing happened, and my wife and I experienced some life changes that left us drowning in a pool of debt and literally sinking credit scores. We wanted to refinance our house payment, but our low credit scores wouldn't allow it, and our mortgage guy, Mark, recommended Master Credit Solutions. Mark said there are a lot of credit repair places out there that will take your money and leave you hanging, but not these folks. And he was right. John from Master Credit Solutions came out and met with us in person. He was so nice and so positive and upbeat about our situation. And there was no embarrassment, because they understand that bad things happen to good people. Master Credit Solutions have displayed integrity, honesty, and efficiency, and they've delivered on all of their promises, doing everything they said they would do and more, especially keeping in close communication with us on their progress. The people of Master Credit Solutions are standing by ready to help you right now. Find them online at mastercreditsolutions.com. That's mastercreditsolutions.com.
Well, you're listening to Give Me Credits, and John Mackey is with us today. John is our host of the program. He is, of course, the man, the brains, the man behind the curtain when it comes to Master Credit Solutions. Not to be ignored, though. In fact, I think these are one of these programs, John, as we go through this program, as it grows and it gets deeper into our lives, it's one of those programs that I think time's going to tell just how valuable it is as we kind of unpack some of these conversations.
I think so. Whenever I'm talking to people, or even loan officers or realtors or the general public they have a limited knowledge of what's going on their credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many things and many times even a loan officer, which I consider to be a highly educated credit individual,
right,
don't understand sometimes what's been going on or mm-hmm. what does go on.
Yeah.
And so if I can educate and help people out understand so that they do not get hurt by this system, and there are many things where an individual can get monetarily hurt
mm-hmm.
by what they do or don't do that they have no clue.
You know, there's a question that I've wanted to ask you since you and I have been hanging around each other that I think, I don't know if this is the time, though, but now that I've introduced it, maybe I should, because we're talking about the credit score.
Right.
We tend to be, we tend to buy on a whim these days, even new cars and things like that. You know, people don't take a lot of deep thought behind it, nor research on what actually they're going to bump into when they get into a dealership or apply for a credit card or something of that nature. And those all, every one of those moves, every one of those decisions we make does make a difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. You know, when you mention the cars, you think that your big negotiation happens when you purchase the car. And in reality, it happens after that.
That's what that guy does when he sneaks off into the office to see if you can actually afford this thing?
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But then they go off and they have built in a residual income for the car dealership
mm-hmm.
in the interest rate. And if you don't know what you're doing before you get in there, you're disarmed because you think the negotiation stopped when you got the car deal. The financing is where the most of the money is made on the car deal, and it has nothing to do or very little to do with the upfront
wow.
sticker price.
So here, okay, now you've asked, I'm going to another questions. So when I go buy a new car and they say you're going to get this for X percentage points on your loan?
Correct.
The dealer is actually getting a part of that back then?
Absolutely.
Oh. So I guess we've all thought that when they say, well, we're selling for $200 below sticker, yeah, but you're going to make, over the life of the loan, you're going to make some money too.
It even goes beyond that. It's not even over the life of the loan. It's a one-time fee that's rebated from the lender that goes directly to the car dealership.
Really?
That's one way. The other way is in the interest rate itself.
Hmm.
Okay, so just by bringing that loan to the car, to the bank.
Right.
Okay, they're getting a fee for that.
Yeah.
And then they're also getting a fee in the interest rate.
Hmm.
Beyond that, what about the upsales, you know, for example, God, I can't think of them now, but the insurance or the rust proofing,
yes.
All this kind of
yes.
stuff. They make a ton of money on that. That's all profit.
Yeah, even when we bought a car many, many years ago, that was one of those that, you know, the braggart part was, you're not going to pay more. You don't negotiate. This is what you're going to pay.
Right.
It's our best deal. And when we did that, we, you know, they asked us, okay, on the bumper, there's the name of the vehicle. Do you want us to letter that in with paint? And that would cost, you know, $200 here
right.
and $200 there. And I thought, you know, even when I buy a new car, I do not. I always try to bring money along with me so I'm paying the license, you know, the actual plate costs up front.
Right.
Because if they work that into the number of the loan, you're going to pay on that plate for 6 years.
That's correct.
All right. We're talking those mysterious credit rating score numbers and all that they mean and how they can affect our lives. We've been kind of using the analogy of a glass, John, that says what's going into that glass when we fill it up. And if, you know, it grows as you have all those different elements involved. But, of course, you're talking about our home loan is scoring us one way.
Correct.
Our auto loan is scoring us another way. Credit card scoring us another way. And then I have a question about the loan. Do they watch my just general commerce? You know, how I, you know, buy groceries and things? Or does that add in other than the fact I might use a credit card to do that?
No, they're not going to keep track of that other than if you use a credit card to do that.
Okay.
That's not going to, your credit score is not going to be dependent on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could make a quick analogy here, it's like a batting average in baseball.
Oh, I see.
Okay. A batting average in baseball, if you're hitting a 350, Joe Mauer goes off and gets a 350 batting average.
Right.
Okay. He's given mega bucks for hitting that baseball and getting on base 350 out of 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on a credit score, he's not playing T-ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because 350 is the minimum.
Yeah.
On a credit score. Some say it's 300, others say 350. Let's just say it's 350.
It's the minimum for what?
That if you breathe, it's the lowest score you can get is a 350.
Oh, I think I could go lower. I think I feel like I've been lower at times, you know. I've always said that I knew my credit score was going up when I started counting the number of credit card applications that came at me in the mail.
Absolutely.
Because they're watching too, aren't they?
Absolutely they are. They're doing what they call a soft pull on many... What happens is that Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion will try to sell their product. And how do they sell it? They sell it to advertisers. Okay?
Yeah.
And they sell it to advertisers, so they may go to a zip code 55303, 55448, and say, out of that zip code, give me everybody that's got a score between 550 and 640.
Ah.
So then they get that list of people, and then out goes the advertisements to those people.
Ever wonder what their rate of return is? On the amount of mail they send out versus those who say, I'm going to take you up on this offer?
No, I haven't. I haven't read anything about that.
All right. I'm just curious now that we've talked about it. Listen, we're going to take a break, John. You're listening to Give Me Credit, and John Mackey's with us. John is the president of Master Credit Solutions. He can actually help you pound out that credit score and take off some of the things that are killing you and put on some ways that will help you out. We'll talk more about that, but John, when we get back, I want to talk about why those three scores on those biggies, why are they all different? We'll be back.
What do you think of Master Credit Solutions?
I got to tell you that what you guys have been doing is really extremely beneficial. You guys have a great service. And man, I can't say enough about how you guys have really stepped up and got my credit in order, because I would not be able to do what I am right now with business. It was critical.
Need help with your credit repair? Give me a call. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions, 612-216-4910.
Hi, my name is Scott. We're just a normal family living in a middle-class home, and then something embarrassing happened, and my wife and I experienced some life changes that left us drowning in a pool of debt and literally sinking credit scores. We wanted to refinance our house payment, but our low credit scores wouldn't allow it, and our mortgage guy, Mark, recommended Master Credit Solutions. Mark said there are a lot of credit repair places out there that will take your money and leave you hanging, but not these folks. And he was right. John from Master Credit Solutions came out and met with us in person. He was so nice and so positive and upbeat about our situation. And there was no embarrassment, because they understand that bad things happen to good people. Master Credit Solutions have displayed integrity, honesty, and efficiency, and they've delivered on all of their promises, doing everything they said they would do and more, especially keeping in close communication with us on their progress. The people of Master Credit Solutions are standing by ready to help you right now. Find them online at mastercreditsolutions.com. That's mastercreditsolutions.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Give Me Credit here on this day, and talking to John Mackey, who is a man who really knows what he's talking about. And I say that from personal experience, having had him kind of peek under the skirts of my credit and helping me get some things off that were just hanging out there like boils. And John did a yeoman's task at that. We're talking about that credit score. And John, before we took our break, I kind of promised our listeners that we'd talk about those three biggies again. Now, list them off again.
The credit companies?
The credit companies, yeah.
Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax.
Okay, now why is it that when you look at one, it's different than the other, which is different than the other?
Yes, and that typically, rarely do I ever see a credit report with two scores that are the same. In varying parts of the country, a creditor will report to a bureau differently than they do to other parts of the country. For example, TransUnion may, TransUnion is not the most important in this area here. Equifax seems to be what everybody reports to in this locale. Okay, other areas may be Experian. So a creditor has the right to send it to one bureau, to send it to two bureaus, or to send it to all three bureaus. So if you've got one creditor that's sending it to all three, and on another item a creditor that's sending it to only one, and then to another one, to another one, then the scoring becomes a little bit different.
Because one has more information than another.
Absolutely.
Or let's call it different information than others.
Correct. And I can see, I've seen scores that are skewed by as much as 100 points.
You know, I remember somebody telling me when I was coming to buy a house, because we really worked on doing that, and it was really interesting. He's got, because when he said, I looked at your credit rating, and he said, with your credit rating, it's going to be great. It'll be easy to buy a house. So when I bought my house, I thought, you know, since I'm sitting at the top of this credit rating for a long time, I need to replace one of my vehicles. And when I talked to that guy, he said, your credit rating is not that great. And I thought it was interesting. He was looking at a different number.
And he may have only been looking at one bureau, which may have been the bureau that had the lowest number.
Exactly. And so, you know, we ended up with the vehicle, but it was important for me because that's when I really got to feeling that something's different here. Those numbers are different. And you know, when somebody says to me, you know, well, my credit rating is such and such, and I said, is that an average? Or which one is it?
Yeah. You know, when they go for a mortgage, when individuals go for a mortgage, you're going to get three scores, one for Experian, one for TransUnion, and one for Equifax. Mm-hmm. What the mortgage company will do then is they will take the middle score, not an average, but the middle score.
They throw the high, the low.
And they use the middle.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't have enough credit, or nobody's ever reported to this one bureau for one odd reason. Oh. You're going to have two scores. Now they're going to use the lower of the two scores.
Okay. You know, that opens up a real window of explanation for me.
Okay.
You know, and I would imagine that we've got listeners who have run into that very thing about what it means to, they said I had great credit, and then this guy says I don't have any credit at all. Or, you know, that it's not as good as I thought it was. Maybe we should put it into those terms. John, I want to talk to you about how people can get in touch with you, because this is really important to me. The work you did for me was fantastic, and I really appreciate it. And I love your professionality. I love the business way that you approach this, especially for someone like me who, I'm more of the artist. You know, I want to be on the air doing the fun stuff. But what can you give me a thumbnail sketch of what you can help somebody with?
Well, our program in credit restoration, credit repair, credit education is teaching somebody, first of all, what the credit system is like. But now, if they're trying to reach me, you can call me at either toll-free 888-417-3400.
Now, folks, we'll give that number again so you can run and get a piece of paper and a pencil and jot that one down. You can use a pen as well. That would be fine.
And if you would like to text me, you can do that. You can call or text me at 612-567-2459.
And what you can do for them is A,
fix their credit.
Okay.
Build their credit.
Right.
And maintain their credit.
All right.
Okay. And deal with debt collectors that are hounding you.
You know, that was one of the conversations. We will continue to have that conversation as this program runs along, because that always seems to be the biggest issue for many people. I always think it's interesting that the issue when you talk about somebody's credit is not how poor their credit is. It's the people who are hounding after them. You know, the conversations and calls are getting.
Yeah, most of the time when you have bad credit and you know it, what you do is you just kind of hope it all goes away and we're just going to hide and hunker down here.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, in the debt collectors, when they find you in your bunker, that's when everybody goes, I'm never going to answer my phone again.
Right.
I'm not going to open up any mail. And if I can't see it and that you don't hear from them, it doesn't exist. Well, it exists, and they can keep on coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
But we have ways to deal with these people and their erroneous. I mean, I've got an old joke. It's a paraphrase of an old joke. Do you know how a debt collector, when they're lying to you, is when they open their mouth and start talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is typically, you know, a lot of times the trouble that people get into is dealing with those debt collectors.
Contact information, John. We just have a couple of minutes left in our program, and I know that, as I've promised, people have scrambled now, and they've gotten that writing utensil, a piece of paper. How do they get in touch with you?
They can phone me, toll-free, 888-417-3400.
Okay.
Or you can text me at 612-567-2459.
Either way, those will get through. Plus, you have a website that people can go to?
Yes, MasterCreditSolutions.com.
All right, MasterCreditSolutions.com. Now, I know that there's one person out there, John, who got the first six numbers of the phone number, and you need to run it by again.
888-417-3400.
All right. And the texting number again?
612-567-2459. And don't forget that if you go to givemecredit.us, all that contact information, to include the website, is on there also.
Yeah, folks, you're listening to the program called Give Me Credit, and the website for this program is givemecredit.us. Givemecredit.us, and folks, you can find links to other sites, the Master Credit Solutions and others, to make sure that you get the information you want. John, we got to get out of here for this week. Want to invite people back for next week. We're going to continue our discussion on those crazy credit scores.
All right, sir. Let's go.
We'll see you next week, folks.
Bye now.